As you say, governments have been kicking the Heathrow can down the road for decades. There was a special commission set up a few years back to look into the whole issue of airport expansion in the southeast of England, and it reported last year and called for Heathrow to get a third runway. So why now? In a word, Brexit. Britain's vote in a referendum in June to leave the European Union, that, says the Transport Secretary Chris Grayling, makes a third runway at Heathrow essential.
This is a really big decision for this country, but it's also the clearest sign post the referendum that this country is very clearly open for business. We believe a third runway for Heathrow, it's the best for the whole country to kind of create better connectivity to the different regions of the United Kingdom and to provide the best trade links to the world. So we think this is the right decision for Britain.
Now, at this stage, this is about symbolism. It's about sending the message that after the Brexit vote, Britain is open for business. It's not closing down. It's not looking inward. It's opening up. But it is only symbolic because all the consultation and the planning inquiries mean that it'll be at least 10 years before the runway is built.
So they're talking about this sort of open, brave new world post-Brexit. How big a deal could this be economically once the runway is built? How important is Heathrow to the UK economy overall?
It's the UK's biggest port. 26% of UK exports pass through Heathrow. If you include imports, it accounts for around 40% of all UK trade. Many of the international tourists who come into the UK and they spend more than 60 billion euros a year come via Heathrow. The key to all this, though, is Heathrow, like Paris, like Frankfurt, like Schiphol in the Netherlands, is a hub airport. Many passengers fly in and then fly on to another destination. And the scale of this traffic through Heathrow means that passengers and businesses sending freight can access almost 200 destinations in more than 80 different countries from Heathrow. Now, the airport is operating at 99% capacity at the moment. It is effectively full. Another runway could mean more flights to fast-growing emerging economies in Asia and South America, especially important after Brexit. So Adam Marshall of the British Chambers of Commerce says British business is crying out for a third runway at Heathrow.
The need is great. It's been 70 years since we've had a new runway in the southeast, and business communities are itching to get to destinations all across the world from our main hub airport and also from our regions as well, many of which want the connectivity to Heathrow so that they can then get out and around the world. Businesses that really want to sell everywhere, and this gives them that option.
Adam Marshall from the British Chambers of Commerce talking about that sort of wish to get out to the rest of the world. There is that anxiety, isn't there, in Britain about Heathrow losing out to foreign competitors because of the constraints on its capacity at the moment.
Very much so. Continental rivals like Paris, Frankfurt, Schiphol in the Netherlands have spare capacity and have been adding routes. Heathrow was the busiest international airport in the world. Not anymore. It's been overtaken by Dubai. So there is a fear that Heathrow, without its third runway, will gradually lose its appeal as an international hub and perhaps in time lose destinations.
So we've had all the kind of quite compelling economic and commercial arguments for this third runway, but there is still a lot of opposition around, isn't there?
Yes. I mean, Heathrow is in a heavily built up area, and the third runway is opposed by many thousands, tens of thousands of local residents, either because their houses are going to be demolished or because if they remain in the neighbourhood, they feel their lives will be blighted by the air pollution and the noise pollution from the anticipated 250,000 extra flights a year. Many London politicians oppose the third runway, including the London mayor and the former mayor, now foreign secretary, ironically a leading Brexiter, Boris Johnson, opposes it. Most interestingly, Conservative Member of Parliament Zach Goldsmith, whose constituency lies directly under the Heathrow flight path, is so vehemently opposed to the third runway that he's resigning his seat and running again for election as an independent. He made his feelings clear in Parliament.
Government has chosen a course that is not only wrong, it's doomed. It's wrong because of the million people who will directly suffer on the back of the environmental harm this project unavoidably produces, and doomed because the complexities, the costs, the legal complications mean that this project is almost certainly not going to be delivered.
He says these massive legal challenges over noise and air pollution will thwart the project. But there's an interesting Brexit twist in all this. Goldsmith is an ardent Brexiter, but his constituency is not. In fact, it voted 72% to remain in the European Union. And the pro-European Liberal Democrat Party says they'll fight the special election in Goldsmith's constituency on an anti-Brexit ticket. They've got a strong chance of winning, which would deliver an anti-Brexit blow to the government over a measure, the third runway, designed to promote Brexit and help it take off.